Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart to confess our sins to God, our Father, and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Almighty God, whom to know is everlasting life, grant us to know your only Son, Jesus, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may boldly confess him to be the Christ, and steadfastly walk in the way that leads to life eternal. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday in Martyr's Tide is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 51st chapter. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, that I might bless him and multiply him. For the Lord comforts Zion, he comforts all her waste places, and makes her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Give attention to me, my people, give ear to me, my nation, for a law will go out from me, and I will set my justice for a light to the peoples. My righteousness draws near. My salvation has gone out. And my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands hope for me, and for my arm they wait. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look at the earth beneath. For the heavens vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment, and they who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods I sing your praise.
I bow down before you.
Day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul you increased.
All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth.
And they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord.
For the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the high he knows.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me.
The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever.
The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's letter to the church in Rome, the 11th and 12th chapters. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, how inscrutable are his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith, if service, in our serving, the one who teaches, in his teaching, the one who exhorts, in his exhortation, the one who contributes, in generosity, the one who leads, with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ.
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Having heard the word of God, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance.
Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look, and ask for the ancient paths where the good way is, and walk in it, and find rest for your souls. Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil world, according to the will of our God and Father. Amen. We human beings have a problem. We like routine. We long for the familiar. We crave the well-worn shoe, the well-loved item of clothing. In general, we desire the way we have become accustomed to doing things, along with the sense of comfort and security that they provide. And I can testify to all of those things. Now, let me hasten to say, there isn't anything inherently wrong in or bad about these things until, that is, they become something that traps us inside a box and prevents us from seeing the bigger picture or finding a solution by thinking or seeing outside the box. In other words, there are healthy habits that promote good health and lead us closer to God, and there are habits that create unnecessary pain and distance from God. Amen? Knowing where to look makes all the difference, as we learn from the prophet Isaiah. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, that I might bless him and multiply him. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look on the earth beneath. For the heavens vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and they who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be destroyed. My dear friends, when the Holy Spirit directs our eyes to those things God desires us to see, we will grasp the true nature and purpose of all things and walk safely on the path that leads to eternal life. May God grant his blessing to his word this morning. Well, God invites us to look to himself, the eternal rock. He is the rock. In fact, he asks somewhere else in Isaiah, is there a God beside me? Indeed, there is no other rock. But apparently, Isaiah wasn't heard very well by the peoples of the world, especially as Paul began his missionary journeys and was traveling throughout Greece. And he came to Athens, and he noticed there were many gods, and the people are very religious. They had many altars, and one of them even had this inscription on it, to the unknown God, the rock. He said, you have been worshiping him without knowing who he is, and now I wish to tell you about him. He made the world and everything in it. Since he is Lord of heaven and earth, he doesn't live in man-made temples. Human hands cannot minister to his needs, for he has no needs. He himself gives life and breath to everything and satisfies every need there is. He created all the people of the world from one man, Adam, and scattered the nations across the face of the earth. He decided beforehand which should rise and fall and when. He determined their boundaries. His purpose in all of this is that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. As one of your own poets says it, we are the sons of God. If this is true, we shouldn't think of God as an idol made by men from gold or silver or chipped from stone. God tolerated man's past ignorance about these things, but now he commands everyone to put away idols and worship only him. For he has set a day for justly judging the world by the man he has appointed, and he has pointed him out by bringing him back to life again. There is only one God, the eternal rock. And so the psalmist loves to pray like this: O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. The man that Paul referred to, whom God brought back to life, is your redeemer. Amen. Do you love to sing this as much as I do? I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives, who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head. He lives to silence all my fears. He lives to wipe away my tears. He lives to calm my troubled heart. He lives all blessings to impart. He lives and grants me daily breath. He lives, and I shall conquer death. He lives my mansion to prepare. He lives to bring me safely there. Praise God for the rock, our Lord Jesus Christ, crucified and risen again for us. Look there every day of your life, and you will not go far astray. But God doesn't stop with that. He knows that we need other help along the journey, this perilous journey through the world of testing. And so he wants us to look to Abraham and Sarah, where we contemplate his gift of childlike trust and confidence. People in their 90s, people approaching the year 100, and this is how the book of Hebrews describes their childlike faith. Abraham trusted God when God told him to leave home and go far away to another land that he promised to give him. Abraham obeyed. Away he went, not even knowing where he was going. And even when he reached God's promised land, he lived there like a mere visitor, as did Isaac and Jacob, to whom God gave the same promise. Abraham did this because he was confidently waiting for God to bring him to that strong heavenly city whose designer and builder is God. Sarah, too, had faith. Because of this, she was able to become a mother in spite of her old age, for she realized that God, who gave his promise, would certainly do what he said. That's why we look to Abraham, our father, and to Sarah, who bore us, because of their faith, their trust, and confidence that what God has promised, he will do for you. And so along with Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Jacob, we have many other prophets and apostles, confessors and martyrs. One of the things I encourage you to do that I've made a habit of is to look in the front of the hymnal, the new hymnal. Every month they list commemorations and feasts and festivals every month. And in August, we began by commemorating Lawrence, the deacon and martyr of Rome. Tomorrow we remember Bartholomew or Nathaniel, the apostle. Back on the 15th, we remembered Mary, the God-bearer. Coming up, we'll also remember Monica, the mother of Augustine, and a fellow named Bernard of Clairvaux. Now, I'm a great lover of our Lutheran hymnody. A lot of people were pre-Luther, but they also wrote great hymnody. Bernard among them. In our hymnal, we discover that he is the author of O Jesus, King Most Wonderful, as well as O Sacred Head, Now Wounded. Listen to how he preaches Christ and why Luther admired Bernard of Clairvaux so much. What thou, my Lord, hast suffered was all for sinners' gain. Mine, mine was the transgression, but thine the deadly pain. Lo, here I fall, my Savior, 'tis I deserve thy place. Look on me with thy favor and grant to me thy grace. Bernard of Clairvaux, 1090 to 1153. Some 400 years before Luther walked this earth. And yet we remember his words today because we look to Abraham and to Sarah and to all the great heroes and heroines of the faith to encourage us. We look back with thanksgiving. And that's part of the reason why I'm here among you today, not just to help your pastor while he's on vacation, but as the mission ambassador for Luther Classical College, about which you can hear more in the time after the divine service this morning. If you're able to stay, I encourage you to do so. What we're doing at Luther Classical College, now in its second year of classes, about 50 students in total, is looking back to Abraham and Sarah, looking back to the fathers and mothers of the faith, remembering how the Missouri Synod once started colleges with a small number of Lutheran pastors as their professors and Lutheran kids as their students. And that's what Luther Classical College aims to be, my friends. I hope you will read carefully the brochure in your worship folder today and keep the college in your prayers in the coming years as well as we look to Abraham and Sarah. Finally, God invites us to look at the transitory heavens above and to the earth beneath. Look at the creation, he says. We told our children, this is God's first book, the book of creation. Psalm 19 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament displays his handiwork. We see the glory of God on a Sunday morning like this, with fog and mist and rain. You see it every day of the year, no matter what the weather, because God gave it to us. He is the creator. Several years ago, we had a man come and speak at our church named Dr. Doug Corrigan. He wrote a little book called The Author of Light. The Author of Light. If you have a chance, I encourage you to find it. It's a very short book, very easy to read. It makes science understandable for people for whom math and science is not their forte. He tells in this book how light reveals the nature of God. For example, the speed of light is absolute. Everything else is relative. I cannot recommend this book highly enough. So as we look at the light that God sends us every day, and we only see a small part of the spectrum of light with our naked eyes, I've often pondered how the sun, the source of light that we see in this world, reflects the triune nature of God. The sun itself is unapproachable light and unimaginable power, reminding us of God the Father. The light from the sun, by which we see the beauty of creation and experience the miracle of photosynthesis, of life and growth, reminds us of God the Son. And the warmth of the light that cheers our hearts reminds us of the person and work of the Holy Spirit, the power of love and truth to overcome evil in this world, even in our own hearts. We learn so much from reading God's book of creation. And he ends by telling us that his salvation is forever and his righteousness is not dismayed, will never be dismayed. I'd like to close by leaving you with these words of St. Paul. I'm telling you this strange and wonderful secret. We shall not all die, but we shall be given new bodies. It will all happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For there will be a trumpet blast from the sky, and all the Christians who have died will suddenly become alive with new bodies that will never, never die. And then we who are still alive shall suddenly have new bodies also. For our earthly bodies, the ones we have now that can die, must be transformed into heavenly bodies that cannot perish but will live forever. When this happens, then at last this scripture will come true. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O grave, where is your sting? For sin, the sting that causes death, will all be gone, and the law which reveals our sins will no longer be our judge. Look to God, the eternal rock who never changes. He is your Redeemer, your Savior. Abraham and Sarah believed it. So did Lawrence and Monica and Augustine and Bernard and Martin and many, many countless others. And look to the world he gave us. This is our home for a short time. This is the place where he tests how well we will learn to love. He is love.
Amen.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
I will offer the thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty and most merciful God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for all your goodness and tender mercies, especially for the gift of your dear Son and the revelation of your will and grace. Implant your word in us with good and honest hearts, that we may keep it and bring forth the fruits of faith. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We humbly implore you to rule and govern your church throughout the world. Bless all those who proclaim your truth, that we may be preserved in the pure doctrine of your saving word, and that faith in you may be strengthened, love toward others increased, and your kingdom extended. Send forth laborers into your harvest. Sustain all whom you have sent into the word of reconciliation, with that word of reconciliation, that it may be proclaimed to all people and the gospel preached in all the world. Lord, in your mercy. Grant health and prosperity to all who are in authority, especially to the President and Congress of these United States, the Governor and the Legislature of this Commonwealth, and to all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Grant them grace to rule according to your good pleasure, to maintain righteousness, to hinder and punish wickedness, that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. Lord, in your mercy, protect all abortion vulnerable women and all expectant mothers. Preserve the lives of their unborn children by granting them true help and support in their time of need. In the same way, be with all expectant mothers, especially Carrie, Jamie, Jalen, Amanda, and the children they carry, Lord, in your mercy. Comfort, O God, with your Holy Spirit, all who are in trouble, want, sickness, anguish of labor, peril of death, or any other adversity, and those who love and care for them, especially those that we have mentioned before you, the family of Chris Meyer, who has been called to his eternal rest. Grant courage and steadfastness to those who suffer for your name's sake, that they may receive and accept their afflictions in the confidence that you will acknowledge them as your own. Lord, in your mercy. Although we have deserved your righteous wrath and punishment, yet we ask you, most merciful Father, not to remember the sins of our youth or our many transgressions. Out of your unspeakable goodness and mercy, defend us from all harm and danger to body and soul. Preserve us from false doctrine, from war and bloodshed, from plague and pestilence, from all calamity by fire and water, from hail and tempest, from failure of harvest and from famine, from anguish of heart and despair of your mercy, and from an evil death. In every time of trouble, show yourself a very present help, the Savior of all, especially to those who believe. Lord, in your mercy. Cause all needed fruits of the earth to prosper, that we may enjoy them in due season. Give success to the Christian training of the young, to all lawful occupations on land, sea, and air, to all pure arts and useful knowledge, crowning them with your blessing. In particular, be with all students, teachers, staff, administrators in our towns, the Imago School, and all homeschool families, that whatever is just, true, and good would flourish in them, and that our children would grow in wisdom and grace. Watch over our pastor, his wife Kristen, and their children during their travels, and grant them refreshment and joy. Lord, in your mercy. Receive, O God, our bodies and souls, and all our talents, together with the offerings we bring you. For by his blood, your Son has purchased us to be your own, that we may live under him in his kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. These and whatsoever other things you would have us ask of you, O God, grant us for the sake of Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting.
Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Our psalm today is Psalm 31, a psalm of thanks, prayer, and comfort, starting at the first verse. "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame, and your righteousness deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock, a refuge for me, a strong fortress to save. For you are my rock and my fortress. And your name's sake, you lead me to guide me. You take me out of the net they have hidden for me. You are my refuge. Unto your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors. Make your face shine on your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. O Lord, let me not be put to shame, for I call upon you. Let the wicked be put to shame. Let them go silently to Sheol. Let the lying lips be mute, which speak insolently against the righteousness in the pride and contempt. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Be strong, and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we give thanks that you have refreshed us with the body and blood of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that this heavenly food, which we have received, will strengthen our faith that we may bear all crosses, sicknesses, trials, with patience and trust, until you grant us deliverance, peace, and health through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.